There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Glad you could hang with us on this Friday morning. It is Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Paul Carr will join us. Premier League picks on the way. I think he has an FA Cup pick as well. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke, Southern California. Vinny Maliulo. I'll go easy on Vinny today. NFL schedule talk. Jeff, do you have NFL schedule fever? Yes? No? No? Indifferent?
Well, it at least gives us another tool so we know how to bet this thing in 4 months.
That's right. You know, here's the thing. People get crazy over this stuff. There's no better of any repute that I know, right, that, like, gets the schedule and is like, oh, my God, I got a race to bet this. But there are some in-season, adjusted season win totals, things we can sort of identify. And we will give we'll get the thoughts of the Warren Sharps and the Seth Walders of the world, some schedule anomalies we'll look at as well. Kay Adams, last day on Good Morning Football this morning. Tearful? Let me tell you something. I'm on a three-way thread with, like, really, like, accomplished my buddies who are, like, really accomplished in their own fields. I couldn't even, if I told you what they do, you'd be like, oh, my God. And, like, how silly we are behind the scenes. Anyway, one of them was, like, so thrown off by this. And the other one goes, oh, my God, she was everything to me. So we wish Kay Adams well in whatever she's doing next. I will miss, here on A Numbers Game, watching this show and looking at her without having heard a word that they have said in all these 5 years that we've been on air here. But congratulations to her, whatever, she's moving on. Okay, we'll also talk about, well, lots of other things, including, of course, the NBA and the NHL. Let's start there, Jeff. Miami, Philadelphia, last night, the Heat close out the Sixers. And again, for that Sixers troll who couldn't have been more annoying these last few weeks, oh, it's awfully silent for you, isn't it? You know who you are. Heat get it done in six. I hope everybody heard us talking about that stat after game four when everyone was hyping up the Sixers, bigging them up like, oh, here come the Sixers. Nope. What our eyes think we're seeing ain't what we're really seeing in terms of the weeds of the game. Last 5 seconds of a shot clock. And the Sixers, and yes, Joel Embiid was hurt, no question. But, I mean, how many teams don't have to deal with an injury at this point? And games five or six, they just get rolled. Last night, they lose by 9, a final score that does not really reflect how badly the Sixers got beat. Miami didn't even shoot well from three. Another abysmal night from three-point range. They missed 21 of 28 attempts. It didn't matter. Jimmy Butler, 32 points, 14 on 6 of 9 shooting in the third quarter when the Heat used a 16-2 run to take control. Butler, 33 in game three, 40 in game four, took 29 shots in game six. And let's never forget, the Sixers passed on Jimmy Butler. They're like, nah, we'd rather have Ben Simmons. Then, of course, they flipped Ben Simmons for a gentleman named James Harden, who attempted just 2 shots in the second half last night, missing both. Harden's last made bucket at the 3:31 mark of the second quarter, the most minutes logged in any James Harden career game where he didn't even have a free throw attempt. 2 shots attempted in the second half. That from ESPN stats information, but you could look it up in the game log yourself. Just, what do you even say to that? There is no There's no justification for that. By the way, $47 million next. Oh, yeah, sure. He'll be there. He'll opt in. Way to go, Daryl Morey. And it was just unbelievable. Scored all of his 11 points in the first half, four turnovers, four buckets. And when he turned the ball over, that led to a Heat bucket, an 80-63 lead in the fourth. Sixers boot off the court. Strus adding 20 and 11 for the Heat, by the way. But let's not forget Game 7 of last year's conference semis, which was the knockout game for the Sixers as well last year. Ben Simmons attempted two shots and scored 3 points in the second half. So there's Ben Simmons 1 year. There's the guy you traded him for, two shots in the second half. Once again, isn't that interesting? Sixers only made 24 two-point buckets all night last night, out-rebounded 49-35, 13-6 on the offensive glass. And here are the quotes. Joel Embiid, quote, "I'm sure since we got him," talking about Harden, "everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore." This is Embiid on Jimmy Butler. "I still don't know how we let him go. I wish I could have gone to battle with him still." And here's the money quote from Doc Rivers. Quote, "I came to the conclusion at the end of this game that we were not good enough to beat Miami." Unquote. Jeff, did you get that from Doc Rivers? He came to the conclusion, you see, that they weren't, you see, good enough to beat Miami. Oh, my God. Can I just say this about the Miami Heat? Because there's nothing else to say. Miami advances to the Eastern Conference Final. The Miami Heat franchise are advancing to their ninth conference finals in 34 seasons of existence. Let me repeat that. The Miami Heat are advancing to their ninth conference finals in 34 years of existence. So more than one out of every four seasons, this franchise has gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, yes, four of those were LeBron years. I grant you that. But still, and by the way, since the arrival of Pat Riley, it's nine conference finals in 27 seasons. One out of every three seasons, the Miami Heat are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Six of the last 12. Good on them. And we don't necessarily think, when we think of great American sports franchises, I'm not sure the Miami Heat come up in people's minds that quickly. They ought to.
They don't, because of the LeBron years kind of skew the thinking of some. And I don't think that's fair at this point.
I don't either.
Because
not anymore.
They had, again, they won two with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. They won a title with Wade and Shaq, obviously. I mean, the team that made the finals in the bubble gets disrespected because, oh, it was a weird year. It was the bubble year. Okay, they still had to get through the playoffs.
Yeah.
And guess what? They did. And now they're in the Eastern Final again. It'll be interesting to see what a line will be for that series.
Well, that's where I was going with this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what that is, regardless of the opponent.
Everything we said here, aren't you going to pound either Milwaukee or Boston against this team?
I don't know. I want to see the price. Again, I'm sitting on a bunch of Milwaukee East futures, Gil. If it's the Bucks, I'm probably just going to, unless if the price is wrong and Miami's a bigger dog than I think they'll be, I'll probably stand pat. Boston-Miami, I actually think that he will win that series if they play Boston.
We cashed it. This was a beautiful primetime action moment. We cashed all, Matt Kelly and I, on Friday night, last Friday night. You remember, that was when the news, not this past Friday night, but I think it was the Friday night before, when the news came down out of nowhere that Joel Embiid was going to be out until further notice. Remember the final sequence of the Heat series against the Raptors, the Sixers series against the Raptors, when Doc Rivers left the players in way too long and Embiid got his face broke. I believe that's a technical term. And then the news came down on a commercial during primetime action and we pounded the Heat. I got in twice. I want to say it was minus 180 and minus 192. No, it was minus 189. We have the numbers. But it was two bets, one below $2, one above laying $2. And then they immediately took it down. When it came back, it was minus 350. So just a fortunate timing and two big cash bets that go back into the account on the Heat. But I don't think they're getting by either the Bucks or the Celtics. The other one last night, how about Golden State and Phoenix putting together two back-to-back crap performances out west? The Phoenix Suns, I said yesterday, I go, if Phoenix is as good as people think they are, the Suns backers, shouldn't they be able to knock out the Mavericks last night? They didn't come close. Mavericks end up winning by 27, and we have ourselves our first Game 7 of the NBA playoffs. Not till Sunday, though, Jeff. Gotta wait till Sunday. Back in Phoenix. Home teams won all six games in this series, none with a margin closer than 7 points. Sunday back in Phoenix. Doncic, 33, 11, and 8. Also added 4 steals. According to ESPN Stats and Information, his scoring average is the highest of any player in NBA history for games in which his team is facing elimination. This was their first win with Luka Doncic in 3 tries with the Mavericks facing elimination in his brief postseason history. Bullock, 19, 5 of 11 from behind the arc. Brunson, 18. Dinwiddie, 15, all on threes, 5 of 7, 8 and 21 and 11 in defeat. And a night after Golden State had 22 turnovers, the Suns have 22 turnovers. Unbelievable. Mavericks with 16 steals. Suns held to a season low in scoring, regular season or playoffs, for the second time in the series. They shot a playoff low 40%. Mavericks' decisive 19-5 run to finish the first half, turning a 2-point lead into 60-45 halftime lead. Suns seeking a second consecutive trip to the conference finals, but they're going the distance for the first time in 2 postseasons with Paul and Booker. And it's the 10th consecutive time this season the Mavericks have answered a loss of at least 20 points with a victory. Let me say that again. 10th consecutive time this season that the Mavericks have answered a loss of at least 20 points with a win, and the streak is actually 13 going back to last season, including a playoff win against the Clippers after a 25-point loss. Game 7, you laying the points with the Suns? Are you taking the points with the Mavericks? And do you think the Mavs have a legit shot?
No, no, and yes.
Schizophrenic series.
Yeah, again, the series has not been... It's been a non-competitive 7-game series, as weird as that may sound, Gil. Just no one...
Yeah.
Whoever's lost has just gotten blasted. So I do give Dallas a chance. I'm not going to bet this. But I will say, though, if... Assuming Golden State doesn't mess around and lose tonight and at least closes it out, I'm very curious to see, like, if Phoenix wins by, like, 4 and struggles and wins Game 7. I wonder if that price is a little bit different than we would have anticipated even just 24 hours ago against Golden State.
Suns favored by 6.5 again. Obviously, we'll talk about the games tonight. Warriors looking to close out the Grizzlies. Bucks losing to close out the Celtics. Talk about that briefly. And NFL schedule talk as well coming up. Who does the basketball world want to see, the Suns or Luka and the Mavericks? Forget bets for a second. Who do they want to see? Who do fans want to see?
I want to see Phoenix. I think that's a better series.
Not sure I do.
It's close, though.
Not sure I do. Coming back, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM, state-of-the-art technology, and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. I don't want to start in on James Harden and the Sixers more, but one more thing, and I'm not talking about James Harden making $47 million next year. Way to go, Daryl Morey. God, if you're a Sixers fan. Yeah, we'd prefer Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler. Yeah, no, we prefer James Harden over Ben Simmons. Okay. Remember the stat that we mentioned here on this show, and I just want to bring it up one last time, because every once in a while we'll highlight something. No one stat is the end-all, be-all. But again, it's a great way in sports. Your eyes see one game better than analytics do, but analytics see everything. And when the Sixers came off those third and fourth wins, the recency bias on everybody's mind, oh, the Sixers, here they come. If you're a Heat fan, you better be worried. And I pointed out this piece from Cooper Moorhead over at NBA.com. He covers the Heat over at NBA.com, and it was this matter of the final 5 minutes of the shot clock for the Miami Heat, and how late in games during the season, the Heat had an elite defense on the opposing team's final 5 seconds of shot clocks. In other words, forcing them into the final 5 seconds, and then the points that they were able, the opposing team, the very few points they were able to garner in those final 5 seconds. And so we pointed that out, like, okay, but in Game 3 and Game 4, what the Sixers were able to pull out of their behinds was a statistical anomaly, particularly in Game 4, which your eyes were able to see, right? James Harden just throwing stuff up in the air and balls magically going through. Well, we talked to Cooper Moorhead. I DM'd him after game number 5 and said, hey, how did that work out for Philly in Game 5, final 5 seconds of the shot clock? And he was kind enough to DM back. He said Philly shot 7 of 18 in the last 5 seconds of the shot clock, scoring 19 points on 19 possessions, so a decent drop-off from Games 3 and 4. And then we got a tweet from Jack Larkin yesterday. Miami defense strikes again. Would love to see Cooper Moorhead's updated numbers on Miami's defensive points allowed per possession with under 5 seconds left in the shot clock from their Game 6 win. And so we passed that on to Cooper, and Cooper was kind enough to DM back. He said, Philly scored just 8 points on 20 possessions that went into the last 5 seconds of the shot clock. 0.40 points per possession in those moments.
It's a bad outing, Gil.
Sometimes we run into one. That's all I'm saying. So there's that. Okay, so, let's also point out here. Where did I want to go? Did we want to go to NFL? Oh, no, tonight's games first. Let's do that, and then we'll go to the NFL schedule. Tonight's games, of course, these are possible closeouts. So we'll have one game 7 between the Suns and the Mavericks on Sunday. But tonight, oh, boy, this is going to be fun. Celtics-Bucks game 6 in Milwaukee with the Bucks favored by 1.5. And then the Grizzlies and the Warriors. Warriors favored by 8.5. No Ja, we would all assume. I'm not really worried about the Warriors, but it should be pointed out, shouldn't the pressure be on them, game 6? Because you have to go back to Memphis if there's a game 7. But I'm thinking the Warriors roll them tonight. But what about the Bucks and the Celtics? We got big, big series bets and futures bets on the Bucks and on the Warriors in terms of futures bets. But I think anybody who bets this, let me just say this, I think anybody who bets any Celtics-Bucks game in this series pre-flop, unless it's the 5.5 point spread that we saw the other night, like a game tonight, if you're betting this number, if you're betting the either side pre-flop, aren't you just an action junkie? Like, where's the edge here? You can't bet this, can you? Just going to ride the Bucks series?
I'm staying off because I have what I have futures wise with the Bucks in the East. Like, I'm not gonna.
Even if you didn't, like, if you're betting this, you're probably doing this wrong.
I'm not. Well, first off, Scott Foster is officiating the game, so that we can at least throw that out there.
Gil. Scott Foster alert.
You can take that information however you
do your thing, Scott
as
Foster.
You want. But I. This series has had so many twists and turns in it where. We thought after game 4, we legitimately come on the air the next day and say, is that the moment that we're going to remember from this postseason the whole way through?
Mm-hmm.
And then not even 48 hours later, the same thing happens, but on the other direction.
I said that yesterday.
So this series is so, especially we don't know what Middleton's status is tonight. We're going to assume that he's probably not going to play tonight. But these teams without Middleton there are so even that this is just very difficult. Unless, like you said, you get the 5.5, 5. If you get beat, so be it. But in this one, it's 1.5. It's tough to bet it.
I should say, Scott Foster, don't do your thing. Don't extend this series if you believe conspiracy theories. And then Warriors, Grizzlies, you're not touching that line. You're not taking the points. You're not laying the points, correct? Just get it done.
I'm not touching the late game.
Just that's get it one done, of
those,
Warriors.
You know what the thing is, though, Gil? That's one of those where the other night was so disastrous for Golden State that it's hard to imagine that getting embarrassed like that doesn't at least show they show at least a good effort early. But Memphis is good without Ja. We know this at this point.
21-5 for the full season, straight up. Golden State and Phoenix, back-to-back clunkers, just so bizarre in the Western Conference, and has taken some of the shine off the potential Phoenix-Golden State NBA Finals, at least from what we've seen most recently. But I would expect the Warriors to get it done tonight, not touching Milwaukee. But let's go, Bucks. Let's get the series bets and let's get those home, and let's keep the futures bets alive. Same with the Warriors. Okay, NFL schedule released in full glory last night. And the one team that I was the most interested in, because they came out first with this regular season win total of 11, and you knew what their opponents were, and you're like, man, there's no way the Kansas City Chiefs, minus Tyreek, are going to win 11 games. That's an under or nothing. Sure enough, it ticked down to 10.5. And then yesterday we got to see the sequence of their games. And let me just say this. This is the most difficult schedule, not only of this coming year, but maybe the most difficult schedule I've ever seen in my life. Like, I don't know how you can concoct a more difficult schedule than this. These are their first 7 games before the bye. At Arizona, home Chargers. At Indianapolis. At Tampa Bay. Home Raiders. Home Bills. At Niners. We'll see if there's relief with the Niners, if it's Trey Lance or not. Those are your first 7 games. And you think, well, that it's got to be like stupid easy after that. Nope. After the bye in a game against the Titans and Jaguars, then there's another stretch. At Chargers, home Rams, at Bengals, at Broncos. Before it gets a little easier down the stretch. Man, that is brutality. But what does it give us as bettors an opportunity to do? If I gave the Chiefs truth serum right now, maybe the Chiefs are so successful that they wouldn't take this deal. But if I'm with the Chiefs right now, and I said to you, I'm going to give you a 4-3 before the bye, I think you take that in a heartbeat. Because if you get through that gauntlet 4-3, you're probably definitely, I mean, at that point, you're probably it's pretty solid that you're a playoff team. But I'll tell you what, and if they do go, here's the thing. If they go through that first 7 games with a bad record, I do think there's probably an in-season over available to us. Can we just, before you get a comment, Jeff, can we just show the Denver Broncos schedule? Their division rival Denver Broncos now is the foil of this in many ways. The Denver Broncos schedule here before their bye in Week 9 might be the easiest schedule you'll see in the first 8 weeks. At Seahawks, home Texans, home Niners, again, we don't know the quarterback, at Raiders, home Colts, at Chargers, that's a little difficult, but then they kick off, then they go through the last 2 weeks before the bye with home Jets at Jaguars. So while the Chiefs are having this unbelievable gauntlet on the one hand, the Broncos are getting through something super easy on the early side. So if the Broncos, here's the thing, if the Broncos don't go 4-3, excuse me, they got 4 games. If they don't go 5-3, this could be ugly for the Broncos because that schedule gets really difficult down the stretch. Chiefs Cards, at Rams, at Chiefs, home Chargers, preceded by our at Ravens game. Their final 6 games are brutal. So those two schedules in the AFC West, hardest division in football, maybe not only this year, but that we've ever seen, there will be in-season betting opportunities. If the Broncos do really well in those first 8 games, there's a total in-season under bet to be made. And also there could be some division calculus, you know, bets to be made in the AFC West based on how these two teams do. Obviously the Chargers will have something to say about it, and so will the Raiders. But wow, are those schedules weighted just dramatically.
I'll be quick here. Chiefs, the first team in NFL history to have 8 straight games to begin their season against teams that had winning records the previous season.
That is very, very interesting how those went when the sequencing came out last night. We'll come back. More NFL schedule opportunities perhaps to uncover. Coming back on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code VSIN200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Eligibility restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Yes, Jeff. I read that one out of order, but I just wanted everybody to know. That's how excited I was by that promo. We get tweets at Petey the Book. This is from Ian McDonald. Oh, hold on, let me read this. It's Mark Gottlieb first. Mark Gottlieb, I've never bet against my home team. I'm not a professional bettor. However, at the 5-minute mark of the first quarter, I realized the Sixers had betrayed me. So I laid 3.5 and took Miami. Angry fan, glad it got home. This is from Ian McDonald about the Chiefs, which I just talked about here. He goes, you're exaggerating the Chiefs' schedule, Gil. Here's a tougher start. Because I said, can you imagine, could you concoct a more difficult schedule? He said, you're exaggerating. He said, how about this one? At 85 Bears, at 86 Giants, home 84 Niners, home 82 Skins, at the 2000 Ravens, home 99 Rams, home 07 Patriots. At 76 Steelers. See, not difficult. Strangely, he omitted the 91 Washington football team. Please don't ever do that in a schedule like that. Hey, Rich Strike is out of the Preakness. Jeff, do you have a no on a Triple Crown bet? Did you bet that at all?
I wish I did. It would have been the easiest money we've made all year.
Matt Brown, my primetime action partner, he was getting it's Twitter, so of course you get some poor feedback. But he was like, this is so bad for the sport. Like, for casual fan who's not a big horse racing guy, what we care about is the Triple Crown, right? We show up for the Derby. We're interested that there's going to be a Triple Crown horse. And so when something like this happens, and I get it, the trainers are like, well, they said if it was going to run in the Derby, the plan was to always just run him in the Belmont after that. If we didn't run him in the Derby, you know. But the net result for the sport of horse racing, you're not gaining fans with that. So I agree with him there. You wanted to say something about the Chiefs also.
Yeah, the one weird thing, even with this – absolute horrible schedule to begin the year, just in the way of how difficult it is, they're still probably going to be favored in the majority of the games.
Listen, I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to be terrible.
Oh, no, I understand that. Of course. Of course, but it's just one of those oddities where the schedule is, I agree, and the numbers back it up that it's one of the hardest schedules we've seen.
Ever.
Ever, going into a season. But they are still going to be favored. More than half of those, they're probably going to be favored in every game except for the Buccaneer game, in all honesty.
Warren Sharp, our friend who does, of course, the strength of schedule. What you'll see in mainstream media is, oh, here's the toughest strength of schedule. Here's the hardest strength of schedule. Here's the easiest. But they do it based on last year's winning percentage, which is kind of just a lazy way to do it. Warren does it the proper way. He does it through season win totals of the opposing teams. 5 easiest schedule. New York Giants with the easiest schedule, the Eagles with the second easiest. Now, much of the Giants and Eagles is that they get to play in the NFC East, but also beyond that. Colts, 3rd, Bears, 4th, Lions, 5th easiest. Colts may get the best end of all of that. 5 most difficult? Yes, the Chiefs with the single most difficult schedule. Rams, Raiders, Steelers, Texans. If you're a Texans fan, 5th most difficult schedule in the National Football League. Let's just rifle through some of these tweets because these are all putting the season or the schedules rather in context. This also from Warren Sharp. Now, this is interesting too. So we had Johnny Avello on from DraftKings last night on primetime, and we asked him all kinds of questions like, you know, what really is the behavior of bettors when an NFL schedule comes out? And I asked him, I was like, are people racing to bet these? And he said, they're not racing to bet them, But is there action on every single game once these were released? We're talking about the week one lines specifically yesterday. And he was like, yeah, there is. Like, people, there are bets of different magnitudes, right, of different amounts, dramatic different amounts, on every single NFL game. Not exactly a race, but people do bet these things. Now, one of the things also that I asked him about was the Cleveland Browns. And there was this notion that DraftKings and other books, I don't know what other books did, but DraftKings, would they put up Cleveland Browns lines? And so what they decided to do was, just so they had every week one line, they did do the Browns line in week one, which we'll get to, but no other Cleveland Browns line because of the uncertainty surrounding Deshaun Watson. Now, Warren Sharp adds this point, which is, I think, a very interesting one. He said, well, 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 NFL, what do we have here? The NFL gave the Browns, with the suspension of Deshaun Watson incoming, the NFL's easiest first month by far over any other team. Impossible to believe this wasn't completely intentional. And who do they have there in the first 4 weeks? The Panthers, the Jets, the Steelers, and the Falcons. Yeah. Coincidence? Coinky dink parlay? I think not. And we still don't know anything about the Browns and Deshaun. And again, I'll just relate back to a conversation that we had with Eric Eager here from Pro Football Focus last week, which was, you know, I brought in the Trevor Bauer thing. Does that force the NFL's hand? Does that make them have to do more dramatic suspension? He was like, that puts it up to six. Up to six? Shouldn't it start at 6 weeks? Anyway, Warren Sharp calling out the NFL there. Our friend Seth Walder from ESPN. Now, this is very, I think this is good schedule analysis. This is really good stuff. This is the best net rest differential relative to opponents in the upcoming regular season. So what that means is your total amount of days of rest heading into your games vis-a-vis all of your opponents' aggregate rest days heading into games against you. Does that make sense, Jeff? Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So who ends up in the mix of all of that? Who ends up with the best net rest differential relative to opponents? Well, the answer is the Buffalo Bills. Like, they needed the help. Buffalo Bills, who have the opening Thursday night game against the Rams, Buffalo Bills plus 13 days. Lions plus 11, Broncos plus 9. But the Bills plus 13 days. And poor Texans, man. Every one of these categories. Like, the Texans can't catch a break on anything. Who has the worst net rest differential relative to opponents in 2022? The Packers have it the worst at 13, but both the Texans and Patriots minus 10. Packers minus 13. Yes, sir. I thought you were going to say something.
No, I just, again, the Buffalo, I believe Buffalo is the only team in the NFL with two Thursday games. That's the main reason for that, because they play Thanksgiving and then they, of course, have the opener.
Well, the opener helps because you don't have the poor rest beforehand, right?
Correct, yes.
But, man, the Texans can catch it. Let's do another one of these. Let's just rifle through these, because these are all very interesting angles on the NFL schedule from different perspectives. All right, best and worst travel mile differentials. How about that? You into travel? Best and worst travel. Now, it's super small on the screen, so I'll go to my... I'll go to my phone on this one. How about that? This is the best net travel comes down to the Seattle Seahawks. They end up with the best net travel? Yeah. Seattle Seahawks, followed by the San Francisco 49ers, followed by the Arizona Cardinals. So that makes sense, right? Seattle, I would imagine, has the best. Sometimes I would have imagined they'd have the worst, too. But Seattle being on the corner, upper northwest part of the country, they have the best travel mile differential. San Francisco, Arizona, right behind that. And as far as the worst is concerned, New England, the New York Jets, and Miami, in that order. That from Seth Walder. Let's do one more of these. It's all interesting. Good job by both Warren Sharp and Seth Walder on these. This is from Seth Walder. He says, the Texans are the only team to face three teams coming off their bye. This harkens back to that net rest comment from before. Texans are the only team to face three teams coming off their bye at Raiders, at Giants, at Miami. though at the Raiders is also off the Texans bye. But not only are they off the bye, but the other teams get the home games. Nine teams, by the way, face zero opponents off a bye by comparison. And the Texans have to do it three times. They have to play three teams on extra rest. So, well, two teams anyway. They get the bye on the third one, but they do have to travel for that one. It's just brutal. So if you look at a Texans season win total and you already had the inclination to go under, maybe all of this puts you further over the edge and makes you actually triggers a bet. This franchise is just getting the worst of it this year. But, you know, they're generally punting on the season and waiting for one of the great quarterbacks of the next draft class. By the way, six or seven quarterbacks right now expected to go in the first round of the 2023 NFL draft. We'll look more at draft stuff, schedule stuff in a bit. But next, Paul Carr. You want your soccer fix? We got that for you. What a tear he's been on in 2022. Premier League picks, FA Cup, and more with Paul Carr next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you could also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you could use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, ladies and gentlemen, what a 2022 this gentleman has had. Betting the Premier League and beyond. At Paul Carr on Twitter. Works for of course, True Media Networks, and has the Expected Value podcast. He is the host of that. It's Paul Carr. Paul Carr, congratulations to the people of Kansas. Sports betting legislation passed. And as always, as when we announce that, we say, eat it, Missouri. Way to go, Paul.
That's right. That's right. Nothing like passing a bill out of spite, which is kind of what Kansas did, just to get there before Missouri. But yeah, the governor signed it yesterday. Unsure exactly when it'll be in effect. From what I can tell, there's a chance late this year, probably early next year is more likely. I think it's January 1st. They have to have the whole plan in place. So probably early next year, but maybe before. We'll see.
Kansas becomes the 35th state, to pass some sort of sports betting legislation. Now, not all 35 are in play currently, but 35th. And it bears noting that tomorrow is the fourth anniversary of PASPA being struck down as unconstitutional by the United States Supreme Court. We were here on a numbers game. It was me and producer number three, the great Jorge Mondaca. And for that whole period of 2018 on the run-up, there are days, and again, this is like Supreme Court in the weeds inside baseball, but the way they do their rulings was that every few weeks, like 5 weeks maybe at a time, the Supreme Court will pull out things out of a box to decide whether or not they want to rule on it. And, you know, there were many days during that year where Jorge and I had to be prepared to do two shows. our normal show, or if the Supreme Court happened to decide, hey, today's the sports betting day. And so, every, you know, all those times came out, and Jorge would be like, yeah, not today. Let's do our show. And May 14th came, right, and they happened to do it, the Supreme Court, at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. So right That's when the nice show started, yeah, I'm, like, doing my thing. And then Jorge had the look. I'll never forget. He was like, oh, my God. He was like, this is the day. That was Jorge talking. And we had to go straight into the monumental moment that was for all of us. And so 4 years later, Kansas, 35th state, one day shy of the 4-year anniversary. So mazel tov to everybody in Kansas. Hope it works out for you.
It's wild. Very excited to simplify the way I get my bets down.
Yeah. I wish we had footage of that, me and Jorge back 4 years ago.
Someone, I did too.
Yeah. We'll get on that.
So it's somewhere, Gil.
Somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Somewhere.
Jorge didn't take it with him when he left, right? It's buried in his basement or something.
Jorge might have taken it with him. I don't know. We should have me and Jorge talks outside on footage. That would have been great also. All right, so NFL schedule, you're a Dolphins fan. How did that break down for you?
Hey, not ideal, I think. I mean, you got a new coach. You got a lot of new offensive parts coming in. The first four games are really tough for the Dolphins. Home to New England. You know, they'll be a slight favorite in that. I think it was like 3 points. But then you're at Baltimore, home to Buffalo, at Cincinnati. So it could be a rough first four. You talked about, you know, maybe in-season betting total possibilities. Mm-hmm. Those next seven are pretty soft for Miami, though. So if they start, you know, 1-3, they're not dead yet. And then, you know, you hope things come together. The last six of the season aren't great, but you do end at home with the Jets, which is pretty ideal. So I guess just say the Dolphins aren't dead if they start the season 1-3 or something.
And that's what I just want to implore again. It's like we have months to talk about regular season wins, but – you know, just let's think. Let's go back to a numbers game in primetime action last year. When the Broncos won their first game hosting the Giants, for whatever reason, and made no sense, DraftKings moved up their season win total by 3. That's not supposed to happen when you win a game you were favored in. And so the Broncos under became just monumentally a better bet than it ever was the 4 months before that in the offseason. So, I mean, just keep that in mind with all these schedules. That's the best way to exploit it. We have some season-long things we need to monitor here in the Premier League. What do you got here with player props, that is?
Yeah, we can hit on a few of these probably next week. But the one that kind of came out of nowhere for me a little bit the last few weeks. So we talked about this before the season. My long shot to win the Golden Boot was Sen Heung-min with Tottenham at 40-1. And a big reason for that was that it looked like Harry Kane was leaving for Manchester City, which obviously didn't happen. Then Son gets a hat trick a couple weeks ago. He got a goal yesterday against Arsenal. He's only one behind Mo Salah for the Golden Boot right now with a couple games left. So suddenly that 40-1 ticket's in play. I'm going to see what Son does this weekend because Liverpool doesn't have a league game until Tuesday. So I may probably going to have to figure out how to hedge with Salah. He's like minus 225 now, but with a 40-1 shot in hand on Son, that's a pretty good hedge opportunity for me.
And it looks like Man City's going to take this. 2 games left, up 3 points. A little
looks
more
like it.
Little more intrigue at the Champions League point at the fourth place position, and then also relegation is more intriguing as well.
Yeah, if City doesn't win this at this point, it's a huge shock. Liverpool's plus 800 to win the title right now. So that looks like it's in hand. We'll touch on City a bit in a minute. Champions League is pretty interesting after Tottenham wins. Arsenal's a slight favorite, I think minus 105 or so. I still like them over Tottenham to take that fourth place spot, or Arsenal's, I think, minus 125 and Tottenham's minus 105. And suddenly Leeds is favored to be relegated. I was ecstatic with the Everton ticket to be relegated at plus 333 a couple weeks ago. They pulled a couple wins out that weren't expected, and now Leeds is about expect to be relegated about 2/3 of the time. So, but there's still plenty of opportunity for some twists and turns the final couple
weeks.
Yeah,
Everton at 36 points, Burnley and Leeds both at 34 points. Everton and Burnley with 3 more games to play, Leeds with 2 more. Only one of those teams will end up relegated. Who will it be? Always bettable things. All right, 3-pack of picks, but one of these is in the FA Cup final. What you got?
Yes, this is Saturday at Wembley. Usually in a cup final, I almost auto bet unders, but here I'm actually going to go the other way. I like over 2.5 in Chelsea-Liverpool. Liverpool's going for the second of maybe 4 trophies. These teams have played 3 times this year. All the games were draws, so the draw is kind of intriguing at like plus 250. All 3 games had at least 25 shots, had at least 3 expected goals. Even a 0-0 game they had in the League Cup final, which was one of the luckier unders that have hit this season. So I think Chelsea might like to keep it tight defensively, like a cup final often is, but they're just not good at that this season. Their defense hasn't been as good. They've given up more shots, more goals. better shots as well that Chelsea is allowing. And I think it's going to be a little bit open. Chelsea will try to find space behind Liverpool's back line like they did in the earlier meetings. Liverpool is going to attack and attack and attack. It's what Liverpool does. So they've had, I think it's about 60% of Liverpool games this year have had 3+ goals. And higher percentage of that, it's over 3/4 of them have had like 2.5 expected goals or more. So I like over 2.5 here. This is a 90-minute bet, remember. So if it goes to extra time, that doesn't count for these purposes. Over 2.5 minus 115.
Over 2.5 minus 115 is the bet. But once again, this is Liverpool chasing history. No team has ever won. We're talking now Premier League, Champions League, FA Cup. What's the fourth again?
The League Cup or Carabao Cup is the sponsorship.
Sure,
is this year.
The Carabao Cup. Sure, we could forget that. Liverpool, no team has ever won all four. Their home league and those other three. So Liverpool trying to do that. But the bet here, over 2.5 goals, Chelsea and Liverpool Saturday at Wembley in London Town. All right. And then you mentioned we were going to get to a Man City play. Let's go to the Premier League. What do you got with Man City?
Yep, another one of my hot takes on take the better team sort of play here. I'll take a Man City. I'm laying a goal and a half at West Ham, getting plus 105. Here's the motivation for City. If they win this by a bunch of goals, they're pretty much going to clinch the title because they're up 3 points on Liverpool, plus 7 in goal difference. So if they win this, let's say 3-0, they're up plus 10 on Liverpool in goal difference. So unless Liverpool goes out and wins a couple games huge and City loses against Aston Villa on the last day of the season, which isn't going to happen, then City's got the title. So full motivation to just roll West Ham as much as possible. They did the same thing to Wolves earlier in the week. And here's City's last five games. They won 5-1, they won 5-0, they won 4-0, they won 5-1, they won 3-0. Like, they're just not messing around here at the end of the season. And West Ham has a little bit of play for and some Europa League type of spots, but I just think their city is way better. They're not giving up shots. They're scoring a lot of goals. I'll lay the goal and a half plus 105.
Yeah, West Ham already like probably a league qualifier, but they're trying to get to the group stage. It's the whole thing. We don't even want to go down that rabbit hole.
No.
So Man City minus the goal and a half at West Ham. It's so confusing to the American sports fan. There's so many things happening at once. And then finally, a BTTS, your specialty. What do you got here?
Yes, this is the last chance we get for this one this season. Leicester City on the road, both teams to score. This time they're at Watford. I got to lay some juice here, minus 165, but I'm going to do it for the last time this season. The short and sweet number is that both teams have scored in 21 of Leicester's last 24 road games. Leicester scored in every road game but one, but two. They've conceded in all but one. Watford is relegated. Defense is terrible. They'll give up a goal. And it's their last home game, so I think they're going to come out with a decent lineup and try to do something. So both teams to score here.
All right. FA Cup final on Saturday at Wembley. Chelsea, Liverpool over 2.5 goals. Then on Sunday in the Premier League, Man City minus the goal and the half at West Ham. Watford, Leicester City, both teams to score. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Paul Carr at Paul Carr, C-A-R-R, on Twitter. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke next. Numbers Game, these in the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.